ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नास्तुपयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवद्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 5th chapter, entitled Narad Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha, text number 12. Ekam Ekeshwaras Turyam Bhagavan Swashraya Para tam adrishtva bhavam pumsam kim asat karma bhir bhavet. Eka eshvarasturyo bhagavan swashraya paraha tam adrishtva bhavam pumsa kim asat karma bhir bhavet. Eka evishvarasturyo bhagavan swashraya paraha tam adrishtva bhavam pumsa kim asat karma bhir bhavet. Eka evishvarasturyo bhagavan swashraya paraha tam adrishtva bhavam pumsa kim asat karma bhir bhavet. Matajis. Eka. One. Eva. Indeed. Ishvara, Supreme Controller, Turiya. The fourth transcendental category. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Svashraya, independent, being his own shelter. Para, beyond this material creation. Tam, him. Adrishtva, not seeing. Abhavam, who is not born or created. Pumsa, of a man. Kim, what benefit? Asat karma bhi, with temporary fruitive activities. Bhavet, there can be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Narada Muni had said that there is a kingdom where there is only one male. The Haryashvas realized the purport of this statement. The only enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who observes everything. Everywhere. He is full of six opulences and fully independent of everyone else. He is never subject to the three modes of material nature, for he is always transcendental to this material creation. If the members of human society do not understand him, the Supreme, through their advancement in knowledge and activities, but simply work very hard, like cats and dogs, all day and night, for temporary happiness, what will be the benefit of their activities? Purport. Narada Muni had mentioned a kingdom where there is only one king with no competitor. The complete spiritual world, and specifically the cosmic manifestation, has only one proprietor or enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond this material manifestation. The Lord has therefore been described as Turiya, existing on the fourth platform. He has also been described as Abhav. The word Bhav, which means take birth, comes from the word Bhu, to be. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. The living entities in the material world must be repeatedly born and destroyed. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is neither bhutva nor praliyate. He is eternal. In other words, he is not obliged to take birth like human beings or animals, which repeatedly take birth and die because of ignorance of the soul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is not subjected to such changes of body. And one who thinks otherwise is considered a fool. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Narada Muni advises that human beings not waste their time simply jumping like cats and monkeys without real benefit. The duty of the human being is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakasodan Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanamanobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandiham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adhaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Eka Evishwara Sturyo Bhagavan Swashraya Paraha Tam Adrishtva Bhavam Pumsa Kim Asat Karma Bhir Bhavet. Narad Muni has said that there is a kingdom where there is only one male. The Haryas realize the purport of this statement as follows. The only enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who observes everything, everywhere. He is full of six opulences and fully independent of everyone else. He is never subject to the three modes of material nature, for he is always transcendental to this material creation. If the members of human society do not understand him, the Supreme, through their advancement in knowledge and activities, but simply work very hard, like cats and dogs, all day and night, for temporary happiness, what will be the benefit of their activities? So Narada Muni, as we know, a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a transcendental Sisigoni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram Ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki, a transcendental personality who is able to wander practically in the whole universe with his transcendental body. And as we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is the spiritual master of so many personalities. Always, of course, encouraging them, as is the duty of the spiritual master, to fully surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that they may realize their spiritual nature, a spirit soul being completely apart from the gross and subtle body, so they may realize their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, after giving up this body, enter the kingdom of God. So, of course, he was instructing so many personalities, as we know from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Many, so as in this case here, the sons of Daksha, who were actually instructed by Daksha to increase the population in this material world. In other words, to get married and beget children. So, and for that purpose, as usually also even in the Vanashram society system, that first of all there has to be a training at the Brahmachari ashram, where the of course especially the male persons, so they were going to the ashram of the spiritual master, or they were going to the forest as here to perform austerities, so they may make advancement. And then, according to the desire of the spiritual master or the parents or their own desire, then some they may enter into the Grihastha ashram, whereas others, they may simply continue with their austerities and remain brahmacharis throughout their life, known as Naishtika brahmacharis. And then further on, they may enter into the renounced order of life, sannyas ashram. So Narada Muni instructed brahmacharis, as also we know Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj, and encouraged them to become perfect. And then here in this case, so he's instructing the sons of Daksha also to become perfect in their life, in their spiritual life, and he instructed them not to get married. Although their father, so was instructing them to get married. So on one point of view, it is a contradiction, because the father, so is, according to scriptures also, he is the first instructor to the children. Is also practically guru, Gurujan. If you see in the dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, so the word guru, so that doesn't refer simply to the spiritual master, but it refers to those who are elder, Gurujan. So like the parents, they're also Gurujan. Of course, even according to Sanskrit, as we know, the akshara are there, the syllables are there, and then the short ones are called lagu, like a, and the long ones, a, so that is pronounced, that is known as guru. And guru means heavy also. And lagu means light. So, and guru means also one who has transcendental knowledge, and ultimately, of course, that he is an enlightened person. That is a representative of the Lord, is a pure devotee of the Lord, Sadguru. But in general terms, so the elders, they are also known as Gurujan. So the father is also Guru. And as mentioned in the Bhagavatam or elsewhere in the Vedic literatures, so that even the father, so he is supposed to give transcendental knowledge to the child. So he's supposed to practice spiritual life. As explained in the seventh canto, guru na sasyat, pita na sasyat. One should not commit guru, a father or mother, if he cannot deliver his dependence from the cycle of birth and death. So, and Daksha, so is a great personality, progenitor, and he had darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as we just heard in the previous chapter also. So an exalted personality. So he's also Gurujan. So he instructed his son, and the sons, according to his instructions, so they went to perform austerities, but with the aim to become powerful and then to beget children. So in other words, to become qualified grihasthas. So first one goes to Gurukul, one is under the training of the spiritual master, and he is acquainted with transcendental knowledge, with the process how to become free from the cycle of birth. And so then after that, he may enter into the Grihastha ashram with the permission of the Gurujan, the spiritual master, and the parents. So everything according to Shastra, of course. Guru Sadhu Shastra. Daksha, so he gave proper advice, and there was a need. So from his part, he was doing the right thing, giving the right instruction, and the sons, they should have followed from one point of view. But then Narada Muni came, and in India he's actually very well known, Narada Muni. So and as a great personality, but even sometimes as a kind of tricky fellow. He's very well known. He's a tricky fellow. A transcendentalist, but he's also tricky. And well, we can even see in Krishna Lila, he's very tricky. And so much so that one time, Krishna told Srimati Radharani, "You have to be careful of this personality, Narada Muni." And they also know Narada Muni. And then she was saying, "Why I should be careful of Narada Muni? He's a saintly person." And then Krishna was saying, "Yes, he's a saintly person, but sometimes he's a little tricky and he's doing things which are causing some disturbance in the life of others." And then, but she was thinking what he can do in our life and what he will do. And she didn't think much of it. And as we know also, Kamsa, so Narada Muni went to Kamsa and so he gave him some hint also that Krishna already, the person who is going to kill you already appeared. And so he's doing things sometimes which he cannot understand. Why he's doing. So, therefore in India, there's sometimes some mixed feelings about Narada Muni. But the devotees who are under the guidance of the pure devotees, they understand Narada Muni's position very well and understand he's a pure devotee. And whatever he's doing is under the inspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even in this case, let me finish the pastime about Krishna and in Braj and Narada Muni who came there, because as Prabhupada is explaining here and it is mentioned here, we should try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be actually absorbed in that. Janma kana chamedivyam evam yoveti tattvataha. We should understand Krishna as he is. And then we don't have to take birth again. So, therefore we have to discuss Krishna's Leela. Of course, Krishna's Leela in Braj and Krishna's Leela in Dwarka there. And Krishna's Leela also in Mathura. So then Srimati Radharani, she left. And then at one day, so... the gopis had made some arrangements that Krishna and Srimati Radharani should meet. And that is near Nandagaon. There's one place where, there's one Lalita Kund also, between Nandagaon and Varshana actually, and near Uddhav Kyari. So where Uddhav met the gopis, after Krishna had gone to Mathura. So there, they arranged for Krishna and Srimati Radharani to come and have the Julan Utsav, the swing festival. So Radharani, Lalita Devi and the gopis were there and then Krishna came there, but Srimati Radharani was a little late. She was still in her room and dedicating herself for Krishna's pleasure, not for her own pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure, she's decorating herself. So the pure devotees are doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. So Narada Muni comes there. And so as Narada Muni comes, all the gopis and Krishna, immediately they go towards him and Krishna is offering obeisances and saying, "Pranam, Munivar, or best amongst the Munis, what can I do for you? How can I serve you?" And then Narada Muni is saying, "Just something very little. I see there's a nice swing here and you're here with the gopis and Lalita Devi is here. So I would like to see you on this swing and I would like to see Lalita Devi together with you on the swing." And then Krishna said, "All right, no problem. That is a small thing. And then Narada Muni left. And then Krishna, so is telling the gopis and Lalita Devi, so Narada Muni's wish is that I should be on the swing and with Lalita Devi. And then Lalita Devi, of course, no, that is not possible. That is reserved for Srimati Radharani. So all the other gopis too, see that Radha and Krishna together performing their wonderful pastimes. And then, but Krishna is saying, now we have to do what Narada Muni is saying. We have to, I told him I will do that. So then, a little bit unwillingly, she also sits there and then the gopis are just ready to push Lalita and Krishna. And then Narada Muni, he had gone to see Srimati Radharani, and so then he saw that she's just about to finish and with her decoration, but he quickly also says that, what are you doing here? Taking so much time. And then she's saying, what is the matter? Best among the munis. Krishna is there, Lalit Kund, and your good friend, Lalita Devi, is there on the swing, and they're swinging there. And of course, she becomes transcendentally upset. And then she quickly goes there. And so, a little bit upset, quite upset. Man, transcendental anger was then there, manifested. So, then of course, Krishna saw that Radharani is there, and then he leaves Lalita Devi there on the swing and immediately goes there and tells, well, I'm sorry, but I see that you are upset, but actually I had told you just a few days ago about Narada Muni, and you have to be careful of him. And we have to be careful of him. So it was all his work. So he had asked me to sit on the swing with Lalita Devi. So then, of course, Srimati Radharani also understood that it was not Krishna's fault. And then so she became satisfied. And then so she was then sitting on the swing with Krishna. And then they were swinging very nicely. So so Krishna is performing his pastimes by his own will. Sva-ashray is explained here. So Krishna is completely independent. He can do whatever he wants, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, in the first verse, the first canto, that is Swarat, is the source of everything, of this material creation of all Godhead, of all different mellows. So everything ultimately is going by his will, but then he has his different shaktis, his different energies, and the antaranga shakti is there, who is also facilitating, arranging for the different pastimes. And although Krishna is sarvagya, he knows everything, he becomes bewildered also sometimes, mugda, transcendentally bewildered, so that the pastimes can happen. So Narada Muni, he is taking part in Krishna's pastimes when Krishna is present here, and he is inspired always by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to say different things also. And as here, so from one point of view, actually it was not proper for him to discourage them, to go against Durvasa, Daksha. It was not proper from one point of view. As we know, there's the Diksha Guru there, the initiating spiritual master, and there's one Diksha Guru. Everyone should have a Diksha Guru. Everyone should take shelter of the representative of the Supreme Personality of God at the spiritual master. So, but one will have only one initiating spiritual master, Diksha Guru, who is establishing the connection between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Although the living entities, Jivera Sarupoi Nitera Krishnera Nitadas, they are eternal servants of Krishna. All the living entities always So even in the conditioned state, Badavasta, there's still eternal servants of Krishna since time immemorial, and they can never be changed. But when the living entities are in the material world, then they are actually conditioned. And they are not aware of their swarup, of their spiritual nature as eternal servant of Krishna. But it is there, it is dormant. Even their transcendental form is there, but it is in a dormant state. But then the spiritual master, is again re-establishing the relationship by giving transcendental knowledge to the disciple, and actually recommending to Krishna that this jiv, this soul, he's showing some sincerity, and therefore I'm accepting him and I'm connecting him to you again so that he may make more advancement, and then he may realize his relationship with you. So the spiritual master there, the Diksha Guru, and he's not thinking, these are my disciples. He knows everything belongs to Krishna. But he is helping the jivas, the Buddha jivas, to realize their swarup. Of course, from one point of view, he will also say, these are my disciples, just for the proper execution of the activities in his world. So the spiritual master, he may say, these are my disciples. And from one point of view, it is true, but at the same time, he knows that everything belongs to Krishna. And I'm simply the servant of my spiritual master. He never thinks I'm guru. I'm the servant of my spiritual master. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada used to say, if one is thinking I'm guru, then he's guru. So in Bangla, in Bengali language, guru means cow. So the spiritual master, so he knows that I'm the servant of Krishna. And he's acting on behalf of his spiritual master, always remembering his spiritual master. But then he's taking this position of also initiating and then trying to help others to make advancement. And then there, the Shiksha Gurus are there who are giving instructions. So there may be many. But actually Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are one. Ultimately, Akanda Guru Tattva. So it is unbroken. So they are one, of course, but some difference is there. Not everything is one. That is Mayavad philosophy. So they're one in the sense that they are giving transcendental instructions by which the jivatma, the badajiv, the sadhak, the one who is practicing, he may make advancement in spiritual life. But there may be different personalities. So with different natures and even different means of how to instruct the disciples according to time, place and circumstances. But usually the Diksha and Shiksha Guru, they will give similar instructions and they have the same mood usually. And then there is Vatma Pradakshaka Guru. The one who is showing the path, so he may be not as advanced as the Diksha Guru, who is supposed to be fully realized, a pure devotee of the Lord. And then he's actually qualified to help others really to also become liberated. And similarly, the Shiksha Guru, usually, as we can see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as it is mentioned there, the Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, so they are both fully empowered and representatives of the Supreme Lord. The Diksha Guru is the Krishna Rup. So it's a representation of Krishna's form. And the Shiksha Guru is a representation of Krishna Swarup. So the Krishna's form and Krishna's mood or Krishna's nature, it is simultaneously also one and different. So just like, for example, even the deities here, we can see Krishna. Here, Radha Shamasundar or Krishna Balaram, we can see them by Prabhupada's mercy. The Achavatar, Achavigra, non-different from Krishna and Golok. But they appear in such a form which we can perceive, because we don't have the spiritual eyes by which we can see Krishna as he is the Satchinananda Swarup. So therefore is he coming in the Achavigraha by the mercy of the pure devotee. And then we can see. So we are very fortunate, we can see Krishna. But what is Krishna thinking right now when we see, have darshan and we see Krishna? What is Krishna thinking? What is his mood? So that is not so easy to understand. That only the pure devotee he can understand. So from one point of view, Krishna Roop and Krishna Sarup is non different, but there's some difference also. So the simultaneously one and different. And so the Krishna representative, the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, they are simultaneously one and different, but they are pure devotees, it is understood from this description. Whereas the Vatma Pradaksha Guru, he has knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and he's engaging in devotional activities, and so he's able to help also to some extent the conditioned soul. And Prabhupada has explained also in one place that three kinds of guru also. One who is completely on the transcendental platform, who has both his legs, who is completely in the spiritual world, but then he may give, from that transcendental platform, he may give instructions. And then the spiritual master who has one leg in the spiritual world and one in this world. So is advanced in spiritual life, he has realizations, but he may not be completely free. And then there's the one who has both legs here and is showing the path. So, and here Daksha, so he's also Gurujan, he's also an instructor, he's the father of these great personalities who had a chance to meet Narada Muni, the greatest personality. So from one point of view, so it is almost a kind of an offense if one is then contradicting another spiritual master. So it is usually not done. But here we understand that Narada Muni, he was inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he's on the highest level of spiritual understanding. So there's no fault. Whereas Daksha, he was not completely on the highest level. So as explained here also in previous verses, so he was still sometimes under the influence of the external energy, although he had darshan of the Supreme Lord. So it is almost inconceivable. But even ourselves we can see, and Prabhupada has explained, then one has to be careful, even one if one is engaged in spiritual activities, because the external energy is very strong, and we have seen many devotees, or we can experience ourselves, sometimes we are very nicely engaged in Krishna consciousness and feeling so much transcendental bliss and have so many realizations, but sometimes the modes of material nature are there. And we become bewildered and we become overcome by kam, krodh, lobh, moha, by lust, anger and greed. So even sometimes great personalities, they become bewildered. So in this case, here Daksha, so he was not completely fixed. We have other examples in the Bhagavatam like Indradev. Indra, demigod, very powerful, great personality, even addressed as Bhagavan, because he is a representative of the Lord. But he became bewildered also. But Narada Muni, so he didn't do anything wrong because he was completely absorbed in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so he's doing whatever the Supreme Lord wants, although sometimes difficult to understand what is Krishna's plan. So Daksha, so he was not understanding that, and therefore he committed an offense by cursing Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, being very humble, he accepted the curse, and he was not disturbed. He's always transcendental to this material world and to the whatever is happening here. And so that cannot really touch a pure devotee like Narada Muni, even a powerful personality like Daksha. So the curse was actually taking the effect to some extent, and Narada Muni, he didn't want to also have that his curse goes in vain to some extent, and so he accepted, as Daksha wanted him and cursed him that he is not able to stay in one place for more than 3 days. And Narada Muni felt, well, that is all right, because anyway I'm a sannyasi and should travel and I should preach. So he accepted that. So here, so there was nothing wrong on his side. So here, back to the verse. Here, the sons of Daksha, they were highly advanced, and due to their, of course, previous impressions, purva samskar, and then due to performing austerity and by good fortune, so they were highly advanced, and they could immediately realize the import of the words of Narada Muni, although he was speaking allegorically, but still they could understand because they were highly advanced. And so they understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Eka Ishvaraha, indeed, certainly, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller, He is the possessor of all opulences, and He is completely independent, transcendental beyond the three modes of material nature, as explained here also, Turiya, that is the fourth dimension beyond the three modes of material nature, beyond whatever we can see with our material eyes or hear or touch. So it is beyond that, on a transcendental plane, beyond the three modes of material nature, on the spiritual platform. And so he's always situated there, and he's never affected by the three modes of material nature. Even when he's coming here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always completely transcendental. So similarly, pure devotees, when they're coming here, they are completely transcendental. They are not touched by the three modes of material nature. And in the second part also, then the sons of Daksha, so they are so understanding that the Supreme Lord is the to be taken shelter of, and is completely transcendental, and that the living entities who are in this world, so they are asking here, Kim, so what? So just, of course, they're thinking by amongst each other or by themselves, or then even then, in this case, instructing us, or instructing the conditioned souls. So so we are supposed to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that they understood. But if one is not doing that, so they are saying, so if they are not doing that, the living entities, Kim Asat Kamabir Bhavet. So if one is simply working hard like cats and dogs, or monkeys, all day and night, what is the benefit of these activities? And we can see here that the animals, they are busy engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So if the living entity is similarly engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then he's actually missing the point of the purpose of life, as explained in the scriptures also. Then, if he's not engaged in spiritual activities, but simply engaged in these lower activities, propensities of the human being, which the animals also have, so then they are actually no better than animals. So it is a must that if one has a human form of life, that one will try to progress in spiritual life, so that he may understand, not just theoretically, but practically, that is the eternal servant of Krishna, and that the goal of life is to enter into the kingdom of God. So therefore, even as sadhakas, so we have to perform our duties according to the scriptures, according to an instruction of the spiritual master or the representative of the spiritual master, like the temple president or the Sankirtan leader. And then we have to try to perform our devotional service, but always with the purpose pleasing the spiritual master, pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, so that we may realize that we are not this body, practically speaking, and so that we may, at the end of life, enter in the kingdom of God. So there is Jnana and Vijnana. So there is knowledge. So first we get knowledge from the spiritual master, from the scriptures. Sambandha gyan. So first we hear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that ultimately we all belong to the spiritual world. But due to misfortune, we have come to this material world. And we are bound by the three modes of material nature. But now we have to try to become free from the three modes of material nature and be situated on a transcendental platform. And then, but by then engaging in spiritual activities only, then we can realize. So if we don't engage in spiritual activities, we cannot realize. And we have to seriously and sincerely engage in spiritual activities, and then we can be situated on the platform of Abhideya Jnana. When we practice, and then comes the realization, the practical realization of the form of the Lord and of our own transcendental nature beyond the three modes of material nature. And then ultimately by continuing with serving, we chanting the holy names under the direction of the spiritual master, then we can come to the highest stage of Prayojan Jnana, when when the transcendental emotions are coming on the Bhava Vasta, and then there is a full exchange with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to endeavor, so we perform Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. So we follow the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master very sincerely, but then we should try to make more advancement, as Rupa Goswami has explained in the Nectar of Devotion. So the three stages are there, Sambandha, Vidya, Prayojan, Jnana, and then he has explained. So Vaidhi Sanada Bhakti is there, and then that is divided in two parts. So Sadhana Bhakti, one is following the rules and regulations, and then the other one is known as Raganuga Bhakti, so that is following the rules and regulations as a sadhaka, but then internally trying to imbibe the mood of the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj. So that is ultimately required, slowly but surely, with the guidance of the spiritual master, the advanced devotees, and then we can go further. As Mahaprabhu has explained, it is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so that without performing this Raganuga Bhakti, adopting the mood of the eternal associates of Krishna, like the gopis in the gopi bhav, or the madhurya bhav, or Nanda Baba Yashoda Devi in Vatsalya bhav, or in Sakya bhav Madhu Mangal, or Ujjwal King, Sudam, Sridam, Subhal, trying to hear about their activities and how they are serving Krishna, in which consciousness, what mood, and the service like Raktak Patrak. So that is explained by Rupa Goswami also. So, and then Prabhupada in the 10th canto, in the Leela of Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda in the Damodar Leela, it is explained by Prabhupada in the purport that those who want to come to this stage of Vatsalya Bhav in Braj, so they should carefully study the service and the mood of Yashodama, Mother Yashoda. So in this way then we may be able, so then actually our transcendental nature will be revealed. But always by following also Vaidhi Bhakti, the rules and regulations, especially chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And regularly hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worshipping the deities in the temple. So by doing that, by the mercy of the spiritual master, then we can realize our Swarupa, and then we can be on the platform of Bhav Bhakti, where the transcendental emotions are coming from the soul, directly from the Satchinananda Swarup, beyond the three modes of material nature. And then we can really have this wonderful loving exchange with Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, free from the three modes of material nature. And then And then after giving up this body, we can then enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So therefore it is explained here also by Prabhupada, so that, sometimes even the devotees, well, what to say, we have heard also when the devotees first came here sometimes, like for example, they were going to Radhakund with Prabhupada also taking bath, and sometimes they were jumping there in the water, and then Prabhupada said, no more bathing in Radhakund, because they were jumping like monkeys in the water. You can see now also the monkeys are there. Or even here sometimes, of course that was because they were all very enthusiastic and they were young and playful. We were all young and we were playing. Everyone likes to play. So they were. But then Prabhupada had to guide them properly. So we have to be very serious and sincere and sober, especially when we get older, and always very humble and respectful to others, and behave according to the normal codes, according to Guru Sadhu Shastra, Vaishnav Achar, Sadachar. So we have to learn how to behave properly in every way. So for that we have to always be in the association of the advanced devotees, and then they may correct us if we are deviating in some way also, which is very easily, we can very easily be deviated because Maya is so strong. Therefore we have to always be in the association of the sadhus, especially those who are more advanced. Then we can advance more quickly. If we're always together with devotees who are also not advanced, and we are not advanced, then we cannot make much advancement. So, but we have to be in the association of those who are more advanced. Then we can advance more, and they will help us, they will correct us, so we can make more and more advancement. So therefore, the sons of Daksha, they understood, well, our father gave us also important instruction, and we should actually follow, but whatever Narada Muni told us, was even more important, and I think we will stick to that. And they accepted Narada Muni. So also on their part, there was no fault. Because they understood what is the highest, what is the purpose of life, actually. It is not just to get married, even though it was also not wrong, and it is not wrong, and it is not that we should not get married, and for many it is important to get married so they may advance more. But it is not for everyone. So even from their point of view, they disrespected their father, but for a higher purpose, to become self-realized, and that is actually most important. And so on their part there was also no fault. And therefore, even Daksha, so he couldn't chastise them, but he felt, well, it is more Narada Muni's fault, so I curse him. He didn't curse his children. But we have to be careful in the dealings with other Vaishnavas, and especially with the Gurujan. So we have to be careful so that we don't offend the Gurujan. For example, the parents, or if we have a Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, so we have to be very sensitive that we don't offend the Gurujan. But then ultimately, we may be inspired by Krishna, and if we take shelter of a pure devotee, then there's also no fault. But we have to be careful and very sensitive, and pray always to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna to guide us, so we may do the right thing, always. So we can learn, of course, there are so many more things to say, but it is already 9:10, so I should stop here. But if someone has any question, we can take maybe one question, or if Maharaj has some comment, we may hear from Maharaj some comment.
Because
I asked, so you can give the microphone to Maharaj and he will give a comment.
I'm just in the beginning.
Yes.
You said how Narada Muni is a tricky fellow.
Yes, that is in a joking way.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Prabhupada also.
Prabhupada.
In Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. Was walking past the devotees. It was a festival day. sitting in the hall, taking prasadam, laughing and joking. Prabhupada said, I am a trick girl.
Uh-huh.
I told you just chant, dance, feast. He said, now you can't get away. So just in the same way, it looks very simple, but actually we have to be serious.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
that's nice, yeah. So, Prabhupada was also drinking, yeah. Yeah. And as we go on, we see it is not so easy as we thought. Yeah, it's serious, and difficulties are coming. But then by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, we can overcome everything. There's one nice verse where it is explained that by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, difficult things, they become easy. But if you forget Mahaprabhu, easy things become difficult. So whatever difficulties are there, we just have to remember Mahaprabhu. Then we can overcome all difficulties. And yeah. And of course we have to remember the spiritual master always, Srila Prabhupada. And as Raghunath Das Goswami is explaining in Manashiksha, if the highwayman of lust and greed and anger are coming, attacking us, if these things are coming in our consciousness, then we should cry to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, and take shelter of them. And then taking shelter of the Vaishnavas and Mahaprabhu, then we can overcome all difficulties.
I meant it in this way.
Yes.
Krishna consciousness is like drinking hot sugar cane juice.
Oh, yes.
So it's hard.
Yeah.
But very sweet.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have that.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. So we stop here. Grantrachimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. And so Prabhupada is very merciful and Krishna Balaram too, so we have some Mahaprasad.